Blog Talk Radio.
Without you, where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Ooh. Without you, babe. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do? Without you, ooh, babe, without you,
assalamu alaikum, and good evening to you. This is Dr. Ridgely Abdul-Mugmin, your guest host for Elevated Places tonight, and our topic will be answered, the truth about UFOs. And we have our brother Ilya Rashad, who is going to speak to that. They have a set of videos coming out. Got to see them when they come out. But tonight, we want to first remind you that this is Elevated Places. This was established by our dear sister, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, and we're trying to keep on her legacy, because you need to know more about her and the way she's able to interpret the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the scripture, all and easy for you to understand so that you can make the right decisions in your life. And to know more about her works, go to www.ministerava.com. That's MINISTERAVA.com. So you can get more familiar with this star of God. So we have a special program for you tonight, and we also will have, you'll be able to call in to our guest, ask questions. But right now, we want our sister, the final correspondent, Sister Charlene Muhammad, to give us a news roundup. So Sister Charlene, tell us what is going on.
Wonderful. Assalamu alaikum. Beautiful opening, Dr. Ridgely. Thank you so much. For in the news today, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. We start out with the cover story of the Final Call newspaper and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's center article, Unmasking Satan and Exposing False Charges of Anti-Semitism. And on the cover story with the beautiful image of Minister Farrakhan, our Supreme Captain Mustafa Farrakhan. We have Minister Farrakhan's National Assistant Student Minister Ismail Muhammad, as well as Brother Student Minister Abdul Arif Muhammad, Nation of Islam General Counsel, and our Brother Student Minister Dr. Wesley Muhammad, Arthur Researcher, all members of the Nation of Islam Executive Council. And in this cover story, it talks about them being a bearing of witness to an invincible truth. And what the brothers did was present actual facts and documented evidence that refutes the synagogue of Satan's claims of anti-Semitism leveled consistently against the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. So that is defending Farrakhan post-Savior's Day program, again, refutes the claims of the synagogue of Satan. This is by our beautiful sister contributing writer, Anissa Muhammad, out of Atlanta. Also, going further into national news, Sister Anissa also has a riveting national story, We Have Been Targeted. And this story speaks about black ranchers. They're in Colorado, Dr. Ridgely, and they are out on bond, get this, after being terrorized by white neighbors. And I think that we need to maybe bring Sister Anissa on at some point to talk a little bit about that. Further on, Sister Donna Muhammad of Elevated Places and our final call contributing writer, she has an article, Justice for Gershon Freeman and the Troubled History of the Memphis County Jail. Now, what Sister Donna is speaking about in this article is that in a city that is still reeling from the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols, this is an unarmed black man. He died at the hands of Memphis police officers. Justice is now being demanded for Gershon Freeman, who died in custody at the Memphis Shelby County Jail. And this is after a physical altercation with, again, correctional officers. We're going to go further into the Final Call newspaper, and I just want to highlight some more from Savior's Day, of course, not bypassing the special section, COVID-19 and the U.S. policy of depopulation. And coming right out of the gate, the Nation of Islam Research Group talks about the war against the poor as seen by attorney Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And also Savior's Day 2023. The tagline is the largest gathering of the unvaccinated in history. And I think that is also something that we should delve further into. But the depopulation briefs are chock full of information, and it's power packed right there. Spread of two pages. And I just want to round out by highlighting some more events from Savior's Day, which is we must thank Allah God. I consistently do, although my children are, as we say, grown, for Mother Khadijah Farrakhan and the Children's Village. The images in the final call showing their excitement, their joy at the event for Savior's Day during her Children's Village is priceless, and her heart is always so filled for our children. And also I was blessed to be able to attend and write about some of the many tours that Sister Sajda Wendy Muhammad held at the former home of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on Woodlawn, and it talks about the very spiritual moving impact that that has had. And also just to note that we are still in the drive, and there are coins and other memorabilia available, the Elijah coin, so that we can continue to help and see to fruition the restoration of that sacred house. So that's it for In the News, Dr. Ridgely, and I look forward to the dialogue tonight. And I might even jump in there a little bit. How about that?
Okay. Come on. It is what it answers the question, because, hey, you getting an expert to tell you about some serious stuff that now is partially in the news, half in, half out. I'll explain that later. But you get a chance to talk to an expert, a serious expert on the issue of so-called UFOs, our brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad. And
thank you.
We will get a chance to call him, talk to him at 563-999-3065. And when you call that number, press the 1 number, hit the 1, so that you'll be in the queue to ask the question. I'm going to give you that number again, 563-999-3065. So I have the distinct pleasure of introducing my brother, a brother on the research team and a brother in terms of a farmer. He's a beekeeper. I'm a honey eater. But he is really, really an expert at these so-called UFOs. As a matter of fact, he did a book called The UFOs and the Nation of Islam. And he's got a new set of videos, exposés coming out. And that's what we're going to talk about. So our brother, Brother Ilya Rashad, what say you? What you want? How you like to introduce us to you, my brother? Oh, he does quite a bit of speaking. Did you ever get back on YouTube? They took you down.
Did
for a
I
while.
Ever? I didn't hear the very last part, Dr. Ridgely. What was the last part you said?
Didn't they take you down off YouTube but remove some of your videos?
Oh, they removed a whole lot of my videos, and they removed one of my channels early on. So we are certainly no stranger to the censorship leveled by the enemy. But I would start off by saying that, first of all, thank you, and assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I am, as always, so honored to be able to share time and space with you all on this prestigious show. Time, I hear the term elevated places, which stems from the Quran. I'm always reminded of our great and beloved sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who was literally my hero. When I came into the nation as a teenager, I came here in Memphis, Tennessee, during a very hostile time, similar to now, when there were so many people against Islam. We are here in the Bible Belt, and so the hostility toward Muslims and Islam and the misunderstanding of Islam was very high at that time. But to see someone like our great sister Ava, who in my judgment was perhaps the best defender of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and our great nation, she knew how to put it in such a magnificent manner.
Come on.
And it stemmed from her beautiful spirit and heart and love for the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and certainly for Allah's people. So I'm thankful to be on this show as we keep that spirit alive and going. So as always, I'm honored, beloved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, brother, tell us, how did you get involved with UFOs? When did you get started, and how did you get going that you delved so deeply into those? One of the points that everybody wants to criticize the Nation of Islam on, believing in these flying objects. So, brother, how did you get involved with it, and how long ago?
You know, prior to coming into the Nation of Islam, I was not what you would call one of those science type of guys, nor was I a science fiction type of dude. So the concept of UFOs and flying saucers, that was the last thing on my mind, last thing that would even interest me as a young brother coming up. However, when I accepted the truth, follow and stand with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and accept my role in the Nation of Islam, I learned early on that at the very core of the Nation of Islam's teaching is this belief that God came and he met with and taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And since that is at the core of everything the Nation of Islam is predicated upon, then I also learned that in that core was the fact that Allah, who came in the person of Master Fadhl Muhammad, pointed out to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad this huge wheel-shaped object in the sky that held 1,500 smaller wheel-shaped planes that can fly at all type of speeds and move all type of erratic ways that are controlled by the scientists or angels who know how to tune in. So these are what we learn when we come into the Nation of Islam, because it's at the very core of everything we believe in. So that is really what compelled me to start engaging in research and even an interest in this topic. And also because it seemed like nobody wants to talk about the Nation of Islam's inherent relationship with the UFO phenomena. Since it seems as though everybody is trying to ignore what the Nation of Islam introduced to the modern world, then I felt behooved. I felt obligated as a student of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, as a believer in the Nation of Islam, to explicate, to uphold, and defend the very truth that makes us who we are. So that, in a nutshell, is how we got started delving into this subject.
Well, brother, we thank you so much for delving into this subject so deeply. And we understand now, we understand how come you have been censored, because you are talking about something that the military of the United States cannot handle, and they don't want the world to know that there is something up there for the black man that they cannot handle. So your first book, you wrote the UFO to the Nation of Islam. So what was the reaction to people after you published your first book on the issue of these UFOs, so-called UFOs?
Yes, well, that will depend on what type of people. Certainly, in the Nation of Islam, our book was met with joy. Our book was met with a certain sense of pride, because we have someone outside of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the great ones like our great mother, Tainetta Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, and Brother Jibril, and of course, Sister Ava. You only had, it seemed like, a few of us on the national scene that were really championing this aspect of the teaching. And so when we released the book way back in 2013, it was met by the Muslims in the Nation of Islam with much joy, much pride, because now someone else is explaining and showing and proving that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the minister are right and exact. And because the reality of these planes are some of the clearest pieces of evidence of God's power, it began to make sense why others started reacting the way that they did. So in the our Christian family, you know, seemed a bit apprehensive. Many of our political leaders and even educators. And I wondered, because you would think that this is the most important topic that we could be discussing, that the most supreme power imaginable is clearly in the world and evident, you know, where people's taxpayer dollars are going to study these planes. So I was wondering, and to this day I'm still shocked that people don't give it the attention that it deserves, because what topic can we think of that's more important than the fact that God has come in the real world and proven his superior power before the world, as evidenced in the claims? You know, this is why black people need to know this reality. So, again, from the Christian perspective, it was very apprehensive. Many would not dare to even read the book. Many have avoided conversations with us about this topic, which is ironically strange, considering that all throughout the Judeo-Christian scriptures, the Bible, Old and New Testament, we see where God clearly operates from some flying vehicle that houses him. It's described in the New Testament as the New Jerusalem, which is above the city of the living God. So it seemed to me that it's rather hypocritical, let alone negligent, for our Christian family not to give this subject the attention that it deserves. And it dawned on me that the reason is because if our people, or if anybody, the world leaders, were to openly admit that these planes exist, just as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan represent, then they would have to admit and acknowledge that the Nation of Islam has been right and exact the whole time. And quite frankly, most people don't want to do that. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Well, brother, it sounds like you are that type of person who would go up to a four-year-old or a five-year-old and tell them that Santa Claus does not exist. And you know that's a hard pill to swallow for a 5, 6, or 7 year old who been thinking all these years that this big white man Santa Claus has come down the chimney they don't have and given them these presents. And so now here you are challenging the masters of this world that God has a plan, and he's after the enemies of the people of God. So they, it's kind of hard for them to accept that. Now, trust me, June of 2021, the U.S. government military publicly acknowledged these flying objects. They had a video of the Navy pilots chasing them, and they could not even catch up with them. And they talk about how they're able to cut a corner at 5,000 miles per hour. So my question is, after June of 2021, did anybody, any detractors of the Nation of Islam on the UFO issue, did they come to you and apologize and say, you know what? Wow, y'all are right. The military has finally come out to tell the truth, what they have known all along. Did, so anybody coming to you like that, brother?
Unfortunately, dear brother, we have not, for the most part, had people to come and apologize to us, which would seem like the right thing to do, especially since the Nation of Islam had been mocked and ridiculed for several decades, since the 1930s, all the way up to the 2000s, the mid-2000s, 2005, 2007-ish. And so for all this time, people were mocking the Nation of Islam. In fact, after the departure of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we witnessed, of course, I was not born at the time, but history shows us that a newly selected leadership came to power in the Nation of Islam, which was not the leadership that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad directed the nation to follow, but a new leadership came up in the Nation of Islam that misdirected the people and the nation away from the very core of the Nation of Islam. So one of the things that the new leadership did when they came to power was to do away with the core teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teachings of the mother plane and these baby planes, these wheels, was one of the first things that was mocked and ridiculed and explained away as mythical, explained away and dismissed as fantasy teachings. It was the newly selected leadership of the Nation of Islam that misdirected thousands away from the core of what we believe. And part of that had to do with the reality of the wheel, which they dismissed as fantasy and myth. So you would think that with the unfolding of all of this evidence, where every major government and military in the world has borne witness to the fact that these planes exist just as the Nation of Islam first introduced to the world. Now we don't hear anybody even bring us up when it comes to this topic. So it seems to me, Doc, Sister Charlene, that it seems like they're scared because they don't want to admit that Elijah was right. They don't want to admit that Minister Farrakhan is right and exact, and he is backed by that divine power, that same power that is, in their words, terrorizing some of their military sites and interfering with their nuclear weapons projects and destabilizing whole military bases and rendering them inoperable and grounding their planes and interfering with their technological communication systems and disarming missiles and all of this. These are what these wheels have been doing in the background since the 40s. And
now
it's just
Brother
coming to light.
Brother Ilya, can they still get your book? Because I got a reason for asking this question. Can they still get your book on UFOs and the Nation of Islam? How can they get it?
Absolutely. Of course, our book, UFOs and the Nation of Islam, is available. It's available through nationbrothers.com. That's our website, nationbrothers.com. And, of course, it's available on Amazon as well for now. As you know, many of the Nation of Islam research group books have been banned from Amazon, and I'm thankful but yet surprised that they've not banned this one yet, but it's still available. And while it's available, I certainly would implore anyone, if they've not checked it out yet, to make sure they do so. Again, they can visit our website at nationbrothers.com.
Well,
I look forward to the
separation.
Go ahead, Dr. Richard. Sorry.
No, the reason I asked that question is that in your book, when you describe just to us just now the different things that those wheels have done in terms of interfering with the military operations, this comes from their own data. This comes from stuff that they have already got published, that you just put it all together in a book. But this is not just something you're making up. This is documented truth of what you just said is in your book, because you got it from their data, their information that's available if you would just look. Am I right?
That's absolutely correct. And even though they are coming out with it, militaries and military personnel for the last decade or so have been coming out with their concerns, that admitting that these wheels have been stabilizing their military projects and bases and nuclear warheads and whatnot. But even for those who have not been privy to that type of sensitive information. Even for the regular Joe Blow, who knows how to do Google searches, now, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, they have some of the declassified FBI files on the Nation of Islam available. And when you look at the declassified FBI files on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we see where the FBI paid close attention to his connection to these wheels. So much so that Elijah Muhammad's connection to these aerial wheels was grounds for major national security concerns then and now. So if the declassified FBI files show that the government was extra concerned about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's connection to this power, to these flying wheels, you cannot tell me that these high-ranking personnel in military and government that have classified information, you cannot tell me that they are dumb enough to overlook the declassified files that show and prove Elijah Muhammad's connection to these wheels. This is why this topic has become the brunt of a conspiracy of silence. A conspiracy of silence is basically when a group of people agree not to ever discuss a certain topic in public. And this topic, when I say this topic, I'm talking about the topic of UFOs, particularly their direct connection to the Nation of Islam. That is not allowed to be discussed on their, not on the enemy's platform. You can't discuss it in school. Scholars are afraid to talk about it. Hell, they're afraid to even criticize us about it, let alone engage us in dialogue about this topic. Religious
Brother Ilya,
don't deal with it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, as you continue, it's like in Answered, your documentary Prelude 1, Answered, UFOs Identified and Demystified, student minister Dr. Ava Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with her, said they can't deal with it, so they don't talk about it. It's, you know,
That's exactly what she said.
To my mind.
And you quoted her perfectly. And let me just say, too, that with this documentary project that we have already released the first episode, which is titled, the documentary series is titled Answered, and the first episode was the Prelude episode, and we were blessed in the making and production of this documentary to have one of our greatest contributors to be Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad. Over a year ago, when I mentioned what we had in mind, she was one of the first to jump on board, and she gladly responded. Because this topic, when it comes to the wheels or what they call the UFO phenomena, this was one of Sister Ava's topics too now. Sister Ava knew how to teach this topic, and she has lectures stemming back from the 90s. Not only that, but she has books available related to this topic. So when I asked her to be a part of this documentary and allow us to interview her so that she can just share the wisdom that she's obtained from the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, she was so gladly and joyous about it. And she was the first person that we were blessed to interview. And my God, she contributed so much. And what we saw, those little clips in the Prelude episode, was just, man, just the tip of the iceberg. Our sister was so valuable and so insightful. That was her gift. And this is why That's
right.
Truly a star of God, because he had the ability to give this, to have this spiritual insight that even those of us who love and study under the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, you know, some people just don't get it like that. And she was one of those that she got
That's
it,
right.
I'm telling you. And so we're thankful
That's right.
to Allah for her and for her presence in the documentary. I have, and by the way, we've received nothing but rave, wonderful reviews thus far. I had a brother,
Excellent.
It was Brother Kiam. Brother Kiam called me. He called me, and he was so excited, and he was saying that he and his wife watched the prelude episode, and they were in tears, and they were looking at the glow in Sister Ava's eyes, and I'm like, man, look, I know exactly what you feel. I know exactly what you feel. So,
I just had to mention
that because our sister was such a blessing.
So how do the people now, how do they get to the first episode, my brother?
Well, the first episode, just like the book, you can actually get to it via nationbrothers.com. If you go to Nation Brothers, and if you're on your phone, it's maybe formatted where you may have to scroll down just a smidget, and you'll see the answered poster for the documentary. You can click on that part and give details, and you can, if you want to pay and purchase it, you can do that. It's available for streaming. So once you pay and once you purchase, you go through that transaction, it's there for you to stream, and you have full access of streaming the movie.
It's very
like
easy.
Said, you've been
blessed. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Brother Ilya, why is this subject so important for black people? I mean, we got so many other problems with COVID and vaccinations and being kicked out of our houses and, you know, all types of stuff, being shot down by the police in the street. So why is
flooding.
This subject? Flooding,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Bad weather. Why is this subject so important for black people, the reality of these planes?
It's super important and of utmost importance because the reality of these wheels holds the answers and the solutions to all our problems that we are facing.
Mm.
The wisdom behind those planes is the wisdom that has guided the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. They are the representatives of those planes, and they are the representatives of the power and the solutions and the wisdom. Now, it is up to us to take heed to that wisdom. God has already made it evident that he exists, and he's present in the world as evidenced by these wheels, these planes that they call UFOs. Now it behooves us, as black folks especially, to align ourselves with that power, because that power is clearly more superior than anything in this world, especially the powers that we fear in this world. So the fact that there is an intelligence and a known power that is greater and more powerful than all of our enemies and oppressors combined, that in and of itself should make this topic of utmost importance, especially to black people, for all the things that we're suffering from, the diseases, the family, even relationship issues, the financial issues, the social and emotional issues that we see every day. Well, hell, the power behind that wheel has the solution. Are we willing to pay attention to the representative of that, or do we think that the wheel is supposed to come directly in front of our door and tell us personally what to do, what to say. No, it don't work like that. That's a childish mindset. God is real. Just as our problems are real, God is real, and the solutions are real. And the solutions are not hocus-pocus, you know, take this pill and all your problems will go away kind of crazy stuff. No, the solution involves methods. The solutions involve study. The solutions involve practical application and aligning ourselves with that power. And if we knew better, we would be flying and rushing to align ourselves with that power that's represented by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So black folks will absolutely need to make sure they understand this reality. In fact, it would be negligent not to.
Dr. Ritchie, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Something that came to mind. Well, you know, in the last week's issue of the final call, the cover was God is not mocked and neither is his servant. And if we see what's happening with the weather and everything that we have been taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the guidance and leadership and through Minister Farrakhan, it's all coming to pass. And also, do you all think it's strange or have you had any thought about what has been coming out of the Pentagon? Some of the news headlines have been saying mother ships with an S. Have you all caught that?
Yep.
Your thoughts.
And some say mother ships with an S. Some say a mother ship. And I saw some headlines where they said that the Pentagon and its officials fear the presence of a mothership, and they got specific that seems to be releasing probes or other ships in Earth's atmosphere. Now, where did they get that language from? Where did they get that from? You see?
Come on.
So God is not mocked. You're not going to mock the God of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, because if you do, then the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, look, he's been saying this for years. I'm reminded of the announcement press conference in '89 where he talked about his experience on the wheel and with these baby planes. And he warned the world leaders, that if you, you know, choose to mock me, which you're free to do, then you'll see these planes over the major cities of America. And what do we see? Because God is not mocked. We see these planes, and now sightings are at an all-time high. Everybody's seeing these things. The only problem with it is that people have been so deceived that when they see these planes for themselves, they don't have the knowledge of what to attribute these planes with, because they, for whatever reason, don't seem to know that the Nation of Islam was the first and remained the only entity to give definitive details about these planes that they call UFOs. Most people, they don't know what to think of. Especially when that's exactly what he said. And exactly what
these
he said.
Brothers.
And it's because they are our brothers. Thank you. Thank you. And they are on our side. And that's what our people need to know, that the power behind these planes is on our side. If we choose to do right and align ourselves with the right power and align ourselves with the representative of that power, which is the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. We just can't get around that, you know. We can't get around trying to separate the reality of these planes from the Nation of Islam, from its source, from the God of the Nation of Islam. We can't go, you know, it's so hypocritical. And in truth, from a scholarly perspective, it's outright dumb to try to deal with a subject. No, I can't even think of a better word other than dumb or stupid, because
it's just foolish.
How are you gonna call yourself analyzing a topic or a subject, but you totally negate and deliberately overlook the very source of that subject?
Right.
That is totally academically implausible.
Remember now, they had a whole 3 years of lying to the people, and people finally catching up about this whole COVID thing. But remember, they've been preparing. They've known about these wheels for a long time, and they've been preparing the people with a false narrative, which is last Pentagon piece says it as a fact now. What's the false narrative? You remember Star Trek?
Yep.
Where
remember Chicken Little?
They have these vehicles coming from outer space, coming from someplace else. And now they're saying that they come from another solar system. But if people would go to Ezekiel, the 10th chapter of Ezekiel, I'm not going to read these verses, but go to the 10th chapter of Ezekiel where he talks about the wheels and read from 13 to 18. Read from 13 to 18 of Ezekiel chapter 10. And it tells you very clearly that the wheels do not come down from the sky, from space. They go
up
from the earth. They lift up from the earth. So I don't believe Elijah Muhammad told us that Master Farah Muhammad built the wheel on earth and then it lifted up in 1930. So this is a fulfillment of Ezekiel's wheel. It is lifted up. But now the Pentagon and Star Trek and all these other type of stuff is trying to make you feel that these are coming from outer space, some Kleons or something, or some Martians or something, right? Independence Day.
Yeah.
It came from outer space. And now the Pentagon says, indeed, they're coming from outer space. No, they're coming from inner space. They go up from the earth because they're made by men like you and myself, black folk. And that's the part that when you hit those Christians now, who claim they know they went in the Bible, tell them to explain why did Ezekiel's wheel come up from the earth and not down from the sky.
Teach. And what did Brother Student Minister Ishmael say? I love this part of the documentary. He said, "You prove."
Yeah.
Oh my God! I can't wait for the next documentary part two. You prove.
Yeah.
Not us, you know. Yeah.
That's right.
Because we proved, and Ishmael was 1,000% correct, because already proven, we provided the evidence that proves that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is right and exact, that proves Minister Farrakhan to be right and exact. So we've done our part, and we have the evidence out there. In fact, they're too afraid to even face up with the evidence. So all they can do is either lie and try to avoid us and try to censor us. So now it's in their hands. Now they have to prove the lies that they've been telling.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. Now we got you got Brother Ilya on the line, y'all. Y'all need to call in and ask him questions. It's free of charge. Doesn't cost you a thing. To dial in 563-999-3065 and hit the number 1 so they could be in the host queue. And my understanding, Sister Charlene, there's already some people in the host queue ready to ask questions.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dr. Richie, they're ready to go.
Well, bring them on. I know he's ready.
Okay. Here's Brother Darryl.
As-salamu alaykum, family. Happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day.
Yes, sir. I thank Allah every day for Sister Ava's show because it keeps me brief of what's going on. And to you, my beloved brother, when you were speaking about your book, it definitely bear witness to the teachings, because Minister Farrakhan, some Savior's Day ago, when he brought scientists in and they showed a video of all of the wheels coming out the mother plane. And it was not only there, it was all over in Spain, They say they mostly all they hover all the time over in Mexico, and you're seeing this in broad daylight. And how can you not accept what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through his servant Minister Farrakhan is telling us when he said he had a vision and went? And it goes back to the Christians. You say you believe in the Bible, like you just said, beloved, is in Ezekiel where he said he had a vision. So if he had a vision and didn't hear the minister speaking about it in real time, and then they had a Japanese pilot, and I was a young boy at that time when it came out in the press that he did a picture of it, and it shaped like an acorn, and he said it followed him for 45 minutes or more, and he knew what he was seeing because he had been a pilot over 35 years, and he said that his jumbo plane looked like it could fit in there 150 times. So all of this knowledge about the Nation of Islam and what's going on, why is it so hard that our people don't understand that this will is real and it's from our people? It's not from another planet. It's from right here, and Elijah Muhammad spoke highly on it. And then they showed the clipping of the knowledge desk here on our earth where the planes was flying over one of the different countries where it showed an airspace runway. But you cannot see it when they come back down on the earth. But when they go back up and fly over it, it's embedded into the earth. But they made mark with Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but here it is all in our face. And it's proven that these teachings is real and exact, and they don't want to come out and show it. I mean, you know, to let the people know, because like you said, Brother Ridge, they lied for 3 years for the COVID. But right quick, are you listening? Heard about the government now is paying the pediatricians $400 to vaccinate our babies. If they do 100, that's 40,000. If they double that, they'll get 80,000. Have y'all heard anything on that? How they're pumping this up now about giving our babies a shot through the pediatrician. They'll get a bonus of $400 per child. So I thank Allah for you all in the show, and may Allah continue to bless our beloved sister Ava's show, and I love you all. And may Allah continue to bless the Nation of Islam. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, let's go along, Brother Darrell.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
Interesting observation.
I will look that up. And like you said, Brother Ilya, great observations on the reality of the wheels. Now,
you know, Dr. Ridley, the fact, look, the so-called fact checkers have already slain. So they think what Brother's talking about, that's regarding Blue Shield. And they've already said not true, which we know may be true. But, yeah, we will check that out. But
okay.
Yes. So Brother Hoyle is on the line.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, family. My brother Rashad Shad, how you doing, God? Sister Charlene, happy Savior Day.
Happy Savior Day,
brother. That's my Memphis brother there. And it's beautiful. We were talking about that Pentagon post. It says the UFO chief says alien motherships or ships in the solar possible. It says there are possibilities that extraterrestrial motherships and other smaller probes may be visiting planets in our solar system. And the head of Pentagon Unidentified Aerophenomena Research Office noted in a report draft shared Tuesday. Now, they're coming out with it, but the next big lie, and we know when it, we know everything's coming out, is to keep it, especially keep the narrative away from the Nation of Islam and say that they're from other planets, like Dr. Ridgely explained, coming from space, and though they were released from Earth. But the next big one they're going to do, these are, like I see, you know, you see on ancient aliens that these were Caucasians or Nordic people, you know. But from the book, and this is so powerful, Brother Rashad, you know, when you had in the book about Betty and Helen Mitchell, who saw two individuals, and they said the account is no different from the messenger Muhammad revealed decades earlier. These dark-skinned men that Betty and Helen encountered were frequently described as brothers. The same terminology that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation have used to describe the occupants on the wheels. He said he taught that the scientist angels who pilot and occupy the wheels are original people from the earth and who are different complexions ranging from very dark to very light skin. Of course, Muhammad used much plainer terms such as black, brown, red, and yellow man. These variations of hues enable the brothers to access resources without alarming the enemy. This is very light-skinned, white-looking. That's what Muhammad was able to do, and these are the same type of people who had ongoing working relationships with Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And also, I want to say, I said on some shows earlier, I was telling Brother Rashad one time that, you know Brother Derek, the policeman, Brother Rashad, he told me a while back that this was some years ago that the fire department already has, you know, material to release to the public, you know, to throw people off when they see these planes. They say stay away from them. You know, we're told to run to them and not run away. But they already have a propaganda set up when, you know, they really start, you know, coming, especially amongst our people, you know. But we're going to see this more and more later on. So what's your account, what you think of the propaganda they have that they're going to say? I know they're going to say alien men, stay away from them. They're, you know, bad and all of that.
Yeah.
So I can see what's coming down the pipe, you know. But
right.
What's your take on that, Brother Rashad?
Thank you so much, Brother Hoyle. Those of us who are enlightened by the supreme wisdom and the guidance of Allah and the Christ and the minister, we already can peep the game of the devil. We can already see where he's trying to sway people into believing. And in our book, UFOs and the Nation of Islam, I kind of coined the term. I call it preemptive propaganda. And
yes,
this preemptive propaganda is when the government and the media, this is how they fool the people, especially when it comes to the wheels, by with all this Hollywood stuff, with all this fictional characterizations of the wheels being from outer space and some extraterrestrial origin, they have the people so deceived that when the people actually see these wheels for themselves, they would have no idea to associate these wheels with the God that's responsible for them. Instead, the people would be so deceived that they would think it got to be aliens from out of space somewhere. That is the propaganda that the enemy has been enacting ever since they arrested the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and locked him up for the specific purposes of keeping him from teaching this teaching to our people in the street. So when they locked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up in 42, that was their opportunity to spread their propaganda campaign, which is why years later in the 1950s, historians say that the 1950s became a watershed decade for UFO movies. This is when all the flying saucer UFO-type movies started to come out. Look at the timeline. They started coming out and flooding the theaters in the 50s. And all of the movies, for the most part, portrayed these planes as something alien, something otherworldly, times something demonic or even monstrous. All of that has been an ongoing propaganda campaign to keep people away from this truth. And this is why I tell people, don't get excited by these recent admissions by the Pentagon and the Senate and the U.S. government.
Come on.
That's nothing big. These are known liars. That's what they do for a living. That's
Come
what
on.
The Pentagon and government, they lie. So the fact that they admitted just a little bit of truth and acknowledged what clearly obvious anyway. Oh, yes, these planes exist. Well, heck, we told you that in the 30s.
Right.
And the fact that they are just now admitting it proves that they have been lying for the past 70-plus years.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
whenever they come out even with a little bit of truth, there's still something going on behind the scenes. In fact, their admission planes exist is typical of an intelligence strategy known as a limited hangout. A limited hangout is a common governmental military intelligence strategy where the government would come forth with a certain type of truth. They'll admit or publicly acknowledge a certain truth, but their purpose for doing so is to keep you away from the more important truth. You see? They don't mind telling you that these wheels exist, because what they're going to try to do is come out later on and either say, oh, yes, we found this to be of extraterrestrial origin, or they would come out with a lie saying, you know what, after further research, we found that these planes are actually part of a super secretive government operation that we just didn't know anything about. You know, they'll try to take credit for it.
That's right.
To deter people away from the truth, just as the Jewish leaders did in the scriptures when they saw all of the miraculous things that Jesus was doing and how he was clearly backed by a power that was not with them. So instead of giving credit to the God of Jesus, they said crazy things like, well, he does these things by the power of Beelzebub.
Come on.
They try to misinterpret the source of the power. That's exactly what you see today. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Farrakhan have proven what these wheels are and the power that guides these planes you call UFOs. He proved that with their evidence. With historical proof, you know. But now the enemy comes behind the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and now they come with their theory. Just like the people saying he's backed by the power of Beelzebub, they're saying these wheels are anything but what they truly are. They'll give credit to some fictitious aliens before they give credit to God and the black man.
To
back you up, Brother Ilya, when you mentioned the reason why they picked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up in May, he was picked up May 8th of 1942. But what most people don't know is that from February 24th to February 25th, in the middle of the night, in the early morning of 1942, February 24th to 25th of 1942, you can look it up, put in a Google search, the Battle of Los Angeles.
That's right.
Battle of Los Angeles, where they fought one of these wheels all night and morning long and couldn't put a dent in it. Then after that, the ADL infiltrated Temple Number 2, looking in 1942, looking for information on Master Farrakhan Muhammad. And then they picked the Honorable Elijah Muhammad up in May 8th of 1942. And then in May 16th of 1942, they raided Temple Number 1 and confiscated pictures of Master Farrakhan Muhammad. And then they raided Temple Number 2 in September 20th of 1942, starting to dig up all the information on the wheel and on Master Farrakhan Muhammad. Because they were looking for Master Farrakhan Muhammad. They weren't looking for those aliens for this battle they had in the middle of the night in February 24th or 25th, 1942. They wanted to find out where is this Master Farrakhan Muhammad that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said built those wheels.
Wow. Come on.
That's right. That's right.
All praises be to Allah.
Yes, we got another call?
We do. But, you know, before we do that, Dr. Richley and Brother Ilya, and again, all praises due to Allah for the Nation of Islam Research Group and the COVID-19 and U.S. policy of depopulation special session, because in some of the highlights right under the section where we have Sages Day 2023, the largest gathering of the unvaccinated, Sister Donna reminded that we have the vaccine corner. And in the vaccine corner, this is where it deals with the issues of inoculations in general, not just COVID-19. And so the research group has here that it asks, how much money? So how much money do doctors really make from vaccines? And this is to Brother Darrell's call. I'll mention it briefly as we get to the next caller, which is going to be Brother Khalifa Muhammad. But the research group goes on to say, research done by Wellness and Equality .com in 2016 found that, quote, the average American pediatrician has 1,546 patients, though some pediatricians see many more. The vast majority of those patients are very young, perhaps because children transition to a family physician or stop visiting the doctor at all as they grow up. Blue Cross Blue Shield pays pediatricians $400 per fully vaccinated child. $400, y'all, per fully vaccinated child. If your pediatrician has just 100 fully vaccinated patients turning 2 this year, that's $40,000. Yes, Blue Cross Blue Shield pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2. If your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps to $80,000. But here's the catch. Under Blue Cross Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated, and that includes the flu vaccine. My God. Wow. So it's not just $400 on your child's head. It could be the whole bonus. To your doctor, your decision to vaccinate your child might be worth $40,000 or much more, depending on the size of his or her practice. If your pediatrician recommends that your child under the age of 2 receive the flu vaccine, even though the flu vaccine has never been studied in very young children, and evidence suggests that the flu vaccine actually weakens a person's immune system over the long term, ask yourself, is my doctor more concerned with selling me vaccines to keep my child healthy or to send his child to private school? And look, it closes out in that one section. As I live, my desire is to destroy the so-called medical profession because it is not a profession of healing. It is a profession of drugs, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank you for the depopulation brief, Nation of Islam Research Group. And so any comment on that before we go to the next call?
Yeah, let me parse that. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? No, you know, when Brother Hoyle brought that up, you made the statement about they were trying to debunk what was
Brother
being
Darryl.
Said about the $400. Brother Darrell. Right.
Yeah, Brother
But look
Dale.
What you just read. This comes from 2016. Even before COVID came out, this is 2016. And this
exactly.
is for this research. So it's already in place. So they can't debunk it because it's already been in place for any vaccination under 2 years old given to a child, okay, under 2 years old. So, again, they play games with words, but that's why the research goes behind the scenes and even before they come out to try to debunk it, it's already there in plain sight. This is policy. Y'all been doing this, according to Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So, again,
that's right.
Truth, as Farrakhan said, truth will always trump a lie.
All praises due to a lie. Yeah, these so-called, as soon as you go to Google, like, well, anyway, they're irrelevant. They're liars. And so thank you for allowing that. Thank you, Sister Donna. Now, here's Brother Khalifa, Brother Dr. Israel, and Brother Ilya.
Assalamu alaikum. Happy to save his day. Please allow me to kind of reintroduce myself to Brother Iliad, where he and I first met. We were in a hotel there, I think it was a little town in Buffalo, New York, wherever we were going to the phone. And he was telling me about beekeeping and about the wheels and everything. And I automatically bought his book, UFOs. And I loaned it out to Muslims and even lost found. And like the comedian Chris Rock used to say, you ever let somebody use something so long they think it's theirs, you know? And so I want to bear witness to where, do you remember seeing the videos of this old white man? He had some type of terminal illness, and he wanted, I guess, to clear his conscience before he, and they were asking him about the UFOs and whatnot. And you could tell he was still kind of afraid, because he even kind of looked around when they were interviewing him, and they asked him, did you see men coming off of the smaller plane? He said, yes. Mm-hmm. He said, they said, what were they? Can you describe them? He said, well, they were tall men. And he said, what color were they? And they got kind of skittish again. He looked around. He said, they were black. Do you remember seeing that video?
And yes, I do.
Everything? Yes. And also, I remember looking on my computer, I used to see the baby planes manipulating and moving underwater. I used to watch all of that and everything. And I got the book, you know, the Mother Wheel by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and everything. And that got away from me, you know, letting people use it, don't get it back, so I had to order another one. And then I had the book Above Top Secret. That got away from me. And I got so interested in what Brother Iliad was saying that I looked at and heard about what happened to the Cubans years ago when they seen something in their airspace. So they sent out two jets to contend with it. And it's documented right there in the Cuban history, to where they tried to move against two of the some of the baby planes. And they incinerated them, you know. So praise be to Allah. That's all I wanted to say. And my last word is that right now I'm putting together my packages and my design, because when I get it all complete, then I'm going to be putting out on the market Mother Plane cookies, oatmeal raisins, and double chocolate chip. And everything. So this is my little thing that I want to do, because it's so critical with Ramadan fastly approaching up on us, and we'll be able to sing our beautiful song, Ramadan is here, the best time of the year. So I'll be putting that out. So that's all I wanted to say. So thank you so much, and assalamu alaikum, and once again, happy Savior's Day.
Wa alaikum salam, and happy Savior's Day to you, dear Brother Khalifa. And hopefully I'll be able to take some of those Mother Plane cookies.
Yes, sir. They're going to be out there. Yeah. And thank you for telling me about the bees, because I became a beekeeper because of you. I didn't have as much luck as you did and everything, because I got stung by them. I mean, massively. Almost died. But anyway, praise be to God.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. You better have your protective gear. We all about protection now.
What I was doing, brother, I was driving my tractor, and I was trying to help him get the grass cut from around him, and I thought I had locked my sway bars. So when I come by, I hit him, and bam, knocked it over. And, brother, they read my mind so quick, they looked at me and said, excuse my language, that's your age. They come and hit me dead in my face, brother. And I'm telling you, I got over 1,100 bee stings. And I just cried out. I said, Lord, don't let me die like this. and a friend of mine just popped up out of nowhere and drove me to the hospital. And they said I was 10 minutes from having what they call anaphylactic shock, dying, you know.
Anaphylactic shock,
I'm still recovering from that right now. Yeah, so, but praise be to Allah.
Wow,
I just wanted to say that, yeah.
Yes, yes, man. Thank Allah for his protection.
Yes, I sure do thank Allah, because I'd have been gone. I wouldn't have been here, so praise be to God.
Well, before we go to our next call, there's two things I want to say in reference to his brother, Khalifa. Do you know what a rare book is? Do you know what a rare book is?
Okay, a rare book.
Is a book that you loan and get back. That's a rare book.
Yes, but
it don't happen.
But Doc, you know, you be trying to get it out to the believers and even some lost found. What I know better now.
I'm not letting out no more books. Well, just consider it a gift. If you get some,
yes.
Just consider it a gift. And buy
yeah, because I can't even remember.
You know.
I had a strong library, but I'm going to build it back up. I had Hadith, all of that.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, praise due to Allah. And I just heard from Sister Charlene that we got four callers in the queue, and we want to make sure we get to all of them before we close out. So at this time, Sister Charlene, let's start bringing them in.
All right. Yes, sir. Here we go. We're going to go next to Sister Sharita X.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Walaikum salam, dear sister.
Happy Saving Day.
Happy Saving Day to you.
Beautiful show. Brother Elia, it's good to hear your voice again, sir. You know, you're going to man about the IFOs. I call them IFOs, you know. Praise be to God.
That's right.
But early on, yes, sir. Early on, you talked about how the people, whoever they are, because, you know, don't really want to accept the reality of the mother plane or the baby plane. And the thing that came to my mind, sir, is that there is so much to accepting that reality is a lie. Because not only did you have to accept that and admit that the Nation of Islam was right and exact, is right and exact, you would also have to accept that God is a man.
That's right.
You have to accept that as reality, you know. But it would also mean that, what does that mean, God is a man? What does it mean that God is on the scene? That means it's time to clean up. And many of us don't want to clean up. But also thought about Moses and Pharaoh when they were going down. You know, when Moses threw his rod, you know, Pharaoh came with his magicians and everybody else. You know, we're just in that time. But I thank Allah every day for the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and there's so many people and so many of us who know that this is true. But not only know it, not only do we know it, some of us have had our own experiences, which leads to my question to you, sir. Have you ever had your own personal experience with the baby plane? Thank you for allowing me this time. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Well, alaikum salam, Sister Sharita. And thank you for your words and your questions. When you say experience, I have had sightings, you know, quite a few of baby planes, as a matter of fact. I can't say that I have had what people call like an encounter type of experience, the kind that other people talk about. However, and I think Brother Ridley can bear witness, we've all had close experiences and encounters since that I'm blessed to be with the actual representative of those wheels. You know, I don't have to have like a personal encounter with the wheels. Man, I'm blessed to behold the man that those wheels represent in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So being able to behold, as you would say in the church, the Lamb of God, look, that is the blessing for me. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to have an encounter with our brothers and sisters who operate those claims. I would love to. And it might happen. But if not, I'm certainly one blessed brother because I've been able to sit at the feet. I've been able to behold. I have been able to even dine with Allah's servant Messiah among us, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. And since he represents those wheels, look, I am perfectly fine with that. What a blessing.
Praise be to Allah.
And to back up Brother Ilya in terms of what he just said, I want you to listen very carefully because you said something important, sister, and one of the reasons why they wanted to deny the will is that they have to accept that God is a man and that he's with the nation of Islam and the nation of Islam and that man who came wants you to clean up your act, to clean up your life. Stop following Satan and his ways. And since they don't want to give that up, that they act like they don't understand. Now, here's the other part. Of course, as Brother Ilya or myself have had the experience, the direct experience that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had, of course, we would all be believers. So we would have seen it in our own experience. But this is a test for all of us. So, yes, of course, Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when the wheels show up, everybody going to bow when they see the wheels. Oh, they going to be scared. Okay? But that's Allah wants those who believe. Because the ones believe in the unseen, but believe because they know it's true, but they will put their lives with the man behind the wheel. Then when he comes, he'll lift us up to take us from the sinners and the Satan of this world. This is a test on the people to see whether they are willing to clean their act up without being threatened by the wheel directly. I want that to sink to your people's head. We're not the one, the believers are not the one who's on trial. It's the disbelievers who are on trial because they will go down with the enemy. So they'll be running in the wrong direction. As-salamu alaykum.
That's real.
Ooh, wow. As-salam.
What a power. Excellent point, Doc.
Yeah, great question, Sister Sharita. Thank you. We have Mark Muhammad next.
Assalamu alaikum, family, Brother Iliad. I'm Dr. Risley, Sister Charlene, and Happy Saviors Day.
Happy Saviors Day, Brother Mark.
Happy Saviors Day to you, brother.
Yes, sir, Brother Iliad. Met you when you were a teenager, brother. I'm aging myself.
That's right.
I was listening to you as you were talking about the movies they made in the 1950s and the propaganda they were shooting out during that time. And one thing about that, the white man always won, though. And that type of propaganda is like letting people think that nothing can defeat this beast here. But when I think about it, you know, the minister, definitely, from 1989, talking about the wheel. And the great announcement he gave that year and told him the information that he got from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the wheel. And then your research coming out. Our people is going in their brain that, because when the minister speaks, it's not in a vacuum. It goes in the atmosphere. And it has people thinking. We're not as gullible as we used to be, like the minister stated. But when I think about it, the United States being the last to bear witness, and reason being because they're fighting for their life. The whole world is fighting for their life, but they're definitely fighting for their life because they have God's people. But they were the last to bear witness, but they were the first to receive a calling card from the God. You know, when the minister said, you know, spaceship, that was a calling card. The devil has had this calling card for over 70 years. Now the one who's on the calling card is calling them out, and it's being manifested. And the minister told the world about the wheels. And the white he's not going to win. And he's saying, like when the minister spoke the 26th of February, and when Ishmael was speaking and showing all the people that were anti-Semites and how the Jews destroyed all of them. But the minister, they can't destroy. So they know it's a power back in here. And our people are seeing too. Our people are not as slow as they used to be. They seeing that, man, the minister set that thing up so smooth that Ishmael did. And here everybody who stood up against the Jew or the synagogue of Satan got destroyed. But the minister has not been destroyed and will not be destroyed because he's backed by the two on the plane. That's circulating in the people's minds when they hear that. They might not believe like we believe right now, but I'm thinking they're more able to accept it being a human being that looks like you and I on that plane. The devil is running out of time, brother, which you and I know. And the apology that you're getting, that you might want to get or should get, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't never going to happen.
And you know, you know that. Because Pharaoh never apologized, but Allah killed him anyway. He didn't apologize. He bore witness to what the God was doing. And like Brother Dr. Ridley said, everybody's going to bear witness and bow down when they see them planes. But God is so merciful. He's giving everybody time to get their self together. We ain't going to be completely right, but just start striving to do better. That the wheels you're talking about, brother, keep up the great work, because we're in this battle. The laugh and the mockery that used to be made is not being made as much now. Because when Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive on the plane, the devil never came out behind it and say, hey, man, he's talking about a dead man. He's crazy.
Come on, come on.
Don't you know how people are seeing that, too, and it's resonating in their mind? They say, hold up. Louis Farrakhan say Elijah Muhammad. Hey, you might have a naysayer, a Negro, who don't know his name, might come in. You can just knock him on the way with the truth because he can't defeat. We have invincible truth, brother. And you put it in a book, You put it in two books that are so magnificent, brother, that it's the invincible truth that's helping the minister, brother. You're a great helper to the minister. And these wheels, brother, I might not never see a wheel. But all praise due to our belief in what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us, because he's not crazy, and he can't prove proven a liar, man. So I ask you, saying all that, Brother Iliad, you haven't seen, you just stated you basically haven't seen a mother plane or a baby plane. But if you did
encounters, you know, like an encounter or like a deep experience in that sense, right?
Okay. Well, my question to you, if the brother pulls up or whoever, brother pulls up on you and say, Brother Iliad, hop in, would you go?
you mean a brother from a plane or a brother in a random car?
No, sir. A brother in one of them planes, babe.
Man,
look. Get in. Would you go?
Man, you know I'm hopping in, bro.
All right, bro. I just want to know if I'm hopping in with you, brother, and see if you got something for me to get some of these sins off of me, brother. But I love you, black man. Keep up the great work. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
salam,
man.
Look,
I love that,
says,
brother.
I'm sorry. But Ilya, unless he says, not him, just you.
we thought we were writing history over here, aren't we? But I love that, Brother Mark, man. And as he stated earlier, I met him when I was about 14 or 15. He was soldiering, and I was in junior high school at the time. And they would be soldiering at this corner, famous corner here in Memphis, Lamar and Airways, with the Final Call newspaper. And I would walk up to the brothers, him and another brother, the late Shaheed. And, man, that was part of my entry into the wisdom of the Nation of Islam. So I have a place in my heart for people like Brother Mars, because people like him have been instrumental in my coming into the nation and in my growth and development, because he's always encouraging. And he's a soldier, too. He was like a lieutenant when I first came into Mars. And He was one of those lieutenants in the 90s, boy. He was rough, but you got to love people like that because they help make men. So I'm thankful.
Got it done.
And thanks for your words, too, Brother Mark.
It was very encouraging. All praise is due to Allah.
Now, I would say one thing. I would say one thing.
Yeah.
I would say one thing to the brother who pulled up one of them baby planes. I would say, brother, listen. First of all, tell me what to do and what not to do. Because I ain't about to mess up in there. 5,000 miles an hour. I don't want to say nothing that's going to mess with your concentration.
For real.
Sit out and buckle up and be quiet.
Buckle up and be quiet.
Yeah.
There you
wow.
go. There you go.
Well, look, we have Brother Dante X with a question.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Happy Savior's Day, Brother Ilya, Dr. Ridgely, and Sister Charlene. Thank you for allowing me to get on the call. My wife, I'm going to do my wife's question because she's on the call as well. She wanted to know, Brother Ilya, first of all, thank you for all that you do with the research and everything that you do, brother. I love you and appreciate you. Appreciate you, Sister Charlene and Dr. Ridgely, for everything you all do as well. And thank you for the time that you have given me time to talk to you and things like that. And my wife wanted to know, are you familiar with this Caucasian woman named Dolores Cannon, who has had conversations with some so-called abductees, and she just wanted to know, were you familiar with her work or anything of that nature? And also, I was curious, when the minister brought the ufologist to Savior's Day in 2011, when he did his keynote address, he looked back at them and said that they're not from another planet, they're from here. So I was curious if you have any testimonies or any insight on what transpired after he spoke to them in that manner, or if they just didn't respond to it. And you were on a call. I'm just trying to piece all this together. You were on a call a couple of years ago with that Caucasian woman who kind of was attacking you about your beliefs, and she said there's nothing good about those wheels, they're evil. And she kind of twisted it and even threw some darts at Islam. And what came to my mind was that do you know of any type of collaboration that these people who put out this information are just set to continue this propagation? But in particular, are they assigned by to just do what they do according to the Nation of Islam, like anybody that comes from the nation, they just know to attack? Or is this just that this is just who they are based off their nature? That's all I had to ask.
Thank you, too, Brother Dante. And as I'm certain you observed a couple of years ago when we did that interview, everything that young lady tried to suggest or whatever dart she may have tried to throw, it was certainly repelled by the truth of what we shared, you know. And what I noticed, I don't know who funds them or who backs them in terms of them promoting the ungrounded narrative that a lot of people in ufology tend to promote, you know, like some ancient aliens and some Nordic people, just all of this unfounded, ungrounded theory. But I do know in general that theories are being propagated with the sole purpose of swaying people away from the source, which is the Nation of Islam, you know. And the reason is because our position on this topic is not a position where it's just our belief and that's it, but our belief is a mathematical theology. Our belief is rooted in actual fact. So unlike other religious traditions and even unlike other educational philosophies and schools of thought, the Nation of Islam has a belief system that can actually be proven in real world terms.
That's right.
You see? So our theology is not limited to
mere interpretations of scriptures alone. No, our theology is rooted in the scriptures and in the prophecy, but they are manifest and can be verified with real-world evidence, empirical data, with historical facts, with common sense, with things that can be seen and heard in the observable world, okay? And it is because of this provable kind of truth that people do not want to deal with us.
Come on.
Because this truth busts up their theories. You know, they make money by keeping these wheels and these planes a mystery. That's why they call them unidentified aerial phenomena. As long as they have the people thinking they are unidentified, then they keep people thinking it's a mystery, just like the devil does about God. As long as the people think God is some mystery, then the devil can continue deceiving the world. But it is only when you know the fact that God is a man and all the truth that comes after that. That's how you break this cycle, and this is why the Nation of Islam is absolutely essential for the world to understand the truth about these so-called UFOs and for the world to understand the truth about God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad came straight off the bat asking those powerful questions in message to the black man. Who is that mystery God? He literally busts up the foundation of this world of religion that's based on falsehood, that's based on mysticism, that's based on keeping God some fictitious, unknown, undescribable, formless, shapeless spirit that makes God nothing so the devil can tell you what he wants to tell you about God. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad looked all of that up and proved to you and me who and what God is. You wonder why they don't want to hear or why they don't want the people to hear the truth coming from God's servant and Messiah, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan? It's because the truth he speaks proven in the real world, and that truth shatters the very foundation of Satan's world. Well, that's why we're here today, and that's why we've been blessed. I don't know if you all know this, but I got a call from our great brother, the National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he has invited me to deliver the message at Mosque Mariam, our flagship mosque, this Sunday, and our topic will be dealing with the reality of the wheel and the presence of God. So I'm thankful you're coming straight from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, backed by the research, backed by the confirmation of the revelation that's found in the research and in the data. So we, with the help of Almighty God Allah, hope to leave no excuses with the short time that we are being blessed to present at Mosque Mariam this Sunday. So let's make sure that everybody tunes in. And if you're in the Chicago area, you make your way down to 79th Street at Mosque Mariam on the south side of Chicago, because we want to continue with that spirit of Savior's Day. We want to continue with the spirit of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan when we are fighting during this war of Armageddon. And the only way that we can survive this war, we have to know the power that is with us. We have to know the power of righteousness as this world of falsehood is going down. We need to be able to choose which side we're going to be on, and we hope with the help of Allah to make it clear as to what side you and I should fly to, not run to, not walk to, but where we should fly to, and that is to God's servant, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. So I hope to hear from y'all and see y'all this Sunday.
That's NOI.org, webcast, live webcast, NOI.org.
Yeah, congratulations, Brother Ilya. You know, and thank you so much. As Brother Mark said and Brother Dante, look, no hogwash. This is truth here. So we don't want to go out with the slob and the hogwash. I mean, this is just straight, undeniable truth. So all praise is due to Allah. Dr. Bissett, we have Sister Donna on the line.
All right.
Hey.
Come on, Sister Donna.
Hi, assalamu alaikum, and happy Faith Day. Such a wonderful program. I just echoing the sentiments of Brother Hoyle and really Brother Darrell at the top of the hour, as they spoke on the importance, Brother Rashad, that you are shining light in the manner that you are on what we've been taught, since our so that our people won't be so ill-equipped. So to that end, you know, as more of these sightings take place, and know that it's really a flee to refuge. So to that end, Brother Rashad, Ilya Rashad, what can we do? The people that are listening to the sound of your voice, the people that have listened, that have watched the phenomenal prelude episode and anxiously awaiting episode two, what can we do to further your efforts, one, and what can we do to promote this? Because after watching that documentary, it absolutely has to be seen far and wide, because one thing that stood out to me, and praise be to Allah for the beautiful spirit of Minister Ava in that documentary that everybody spoke on. But one thing that to me is, I know that the minister's name is bandied about, if you will, in different circles. Mm-hmm. I didn't know to the degree in regards to the will and in so many arenas until your documentary, until I saw the many, many clips where he was discussing, as Minister Ava said, though, if you don't know what it is, you hide it from people. But there are conversations going on, and I'm glad that you brought them to light in such a cohesive manner to show just how much is being spoke of in different arenas. So thank you, and again, what can we do? And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you so much, Sister Donna. Now, Sister Donna is our one of our great sisters who is based here in the city of Memphis, and I can certainly rely on her to give me any honest critique. And when my sister gave such a riveting review of the documentary episode, I knew we were on to something. And it is true. I do believe that this project needs to be spread and seen far and wide. If there's anything, those who are listening, if you have not seen the documentary for yourself, we certainly encourage you to check it out. You can visit us at nationbrothers.com to access the documentary entitled Answered. And once you do so, definitely share it with others, share it with family, share it with friends. Let them know that, look, there's something to this Nation of Islam when it comes to UFOs that nobody wants to talk about. And this is why we felt compelled to produce the documentary, because we know that this is the biggest kept secret. We know that this is the main topic that America's conspiracy of silence centers around, UFOs and the Nation of Islam. And since nobody is willing or bold enough to engage us on this topic, not in an intellectual, then we found it necessary to take the, what I call the super independent route. We are so independent that we are not even attempting to go through so-called independent distributors. So don't expect to see this on Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu. Hell, don't even expect to see it on Tubi no time soon. We are going straight to the people and outside of the Nation of Islam and affiliated platforms and programs. This is where you can find our resources and this documentary project, Answer. You can start by going to nationbrothers.com, checking out the documentary, and again, definitely share it with your circle. Even if it is for the purpose of critique, we strongly encourage people
to question us, to critique us, to approach this body of knowledge as you would any other body of knowledge. We only ask that you be fair and objective in your assessment. And the reason we believe that most people won't even approach this topic in a fair and objective manner is because the only conclusion that can be rendered is to conclude that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met God in person. You see?
Mm-hmm.
All of the real research, all of your historical data about UFOs, if you take an objective study, all roads lead to Elijah Muhammad, that black man with a third or fourth grade education who claims he met God in person. That is the source of the worldwide UFO phenomena, and the data proves it. So, yeah, they're not going to post this. So this is why we encourage you to share it. Share it with the world.
But Brother Ilya, we have one more caller who wants to approach you. Can we bring him on?
Yes, here's Brother Terrence Muhammad from Phoenix.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam, beloved.
All righty. Happy Savior's Day.
Yes, sir.
My question, you know, beautiful show. I enjoyed it. As I was listening, you know, I start thinking about when Minister Farrakhan was interviewed by either the Washington Times or the Washington Post, and then they also put an article in their paper. The audio of it was, you know, you could purchase it through Final Call. I wanted to know what you think about that in terms of, you know, getting the word out, you know, because they said up under their breath that he knows, you know, after they questioned him about the UFOs and that kind of thing. So if you could just comment on that, I wanted to hear that. Thank you so much, my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Wa alaykum salam. Thank you tremendously. Of course, the meeting that he's referencing comes from, I think it was 1990 or 92, when the minister was in Washington, D.C., and he had met with both the Washington Post and the Washington Times that day. And in this meeting with the editorial staff of, I believe it was the Washington Post, they asked him a series of questions, mostly dealing with different social and political topics and affairs. And it wasn't until pretty much at the very end of the meeting that one of the chief people on the editorial board, it may have been Ben Bradley, I'm not certain, who in somewhat of a whisper, well, they asked him, what about this, you know, this wheel business that you talk about? And as the minister delved into the reality of this wheel, and these wheels that they call the UFO phenomena, very forthrightly he did. And it was shortly after that that I believe it was Mr. Ben Bradley or whoever it was on the staff, in somewhat of a whisper, stated, he knows. He knows. Because those in media, they all know the reality of these wheels. They know that they're not allowed to talk about it. And so to see this black man, a descendant of slaves, not only talking about the wheel, telling you and showing you his connection to that power, that is startling to people who are in the know. So this is why it was a great concern, and he just uttered, he knows. He knows.
That's right.
And you know what is so startling about this? Another reason why nobody talks about it, it is because Farrakhan's connection to those planes is one of the clearest indicators of his messiahship. I am going to say that again, y'all.
That's right.
the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's direct connection to these wheels that they call UFOs is one of the clearest indications of his messiahship. Because all of your traditions point to a time when God would be known, when God would raise his messenger, Messiah, and one of the clearest indications is God's messenger, Messiah's association with God's heavenly flying vessels. That's what you read about when you read about Elijah in the Bible and God's fiery chariot that flies in the sky and swoops Elijah away. That's what it talks about of this object described as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night that guides the children of Israel. That's what it talks about when it talks about Jesus going away by way of a cloud and he's expected to return in like manner. That's what it's talking about when you read about in the Quran where it says that Allah is stationed upon his throne of power. And this throne of power is over the waters. This throne of power that the angels go round about it. That's what it's talking about in all of these prophetic texts. It points to a day and time when God makes himself known. It points to a time when the Messiah is present and the clearest indicator that this Messiah is who he is that he represents a God that is a man in human form who has his heavenly accompaniment in these flying vessels. So when the man said that Farrakhan knows, that's a concern because it's proof that Farrakhan is the Messiah. That's not even it's not even worthy of interpretation. It's just that clear.
Love it.
And on that note, we're getting ready to close out, and we want the people to remember who established this platform, Elevated Places.
That's right.
And go to www.ministerava.com to find out more about her works. And, you know, one of her major themes is separation. And many of us wonder, when we see the plane? Or why don't you separate from the enemy? So that then the enemy will get his nerves up to attack us, and so they can be taken out. But see, there's no reason to attack us, because what? We ain't leaving. We ain't doing nothing. We kiss it up to him. We hold on to his leg. You want to see the plane? Separate from the enemy. So with that, we want to make sure you go to Minister Ava. com. We want to make sure that you go to nationrun.com to get your books and make sure you come to NOI.org this Sunday for the webcast where Brother Ilya will be there live. And Brother Ilya, leave us on a note to take us to the next level to get us ready for what you're about to drop on planet Earth this Sunday.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Oh, you meant another kind of note. Oh,
go ahead. No, that's
I thought
go
you
ahead.
Meant a musical
you
note. My bad. But Brother Ridgely, Sister Charlene, and our wonderful staff of Elevated Places, I am truly, truly honored. And as always, it's just a blessing to have these types of conversation, because outside of the Nation of Islam and those affiliated and sympathizers with the Nation of Islam, we don't get to have these types of high-level conversations because others, for the most part, are not going to talk about it with us. You know, they're not even going to talk about it, period, let alone with us. So type of times and moments I cherish, and I think we should cherish these types of times that we have together because they're valuable, especially as we deepen into this war of Armageddon.
So I hope that Allah blesses me to deliver the message this Sunday at Mas Mariam. I pray that he guides my spirit and my word, and that he guides the people to be able to hear the wisdom of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the guidance coming from him and the Honorable Minister Farah Khan for our salvation. And it is imperative that we know that there is a God on scene today and that he has backup that's willing to back us up if we are willing to stand and do for ourselves what he wants us to do, and that is attain to righteousness. So thank you once again. May Allah bless each of you as we stay connected. And I'll end, as I say in many of my videos, continue to stay connected with us on Elevated Places and on Nation Brothers as we continue to show how the research verifies the revelation.
And I'd like to make one more announcement. This week, starting on the same day, the 19th, is Stable Goods number 23. Just go check if your mods and also at nymoa.org to sign up for Stable Goods 23 so that you can get what you should store in your houses, because that great day is upon us, either lockdown or snowdown. You need to have your food in your home. So with that, thank you so much for listening to Elevated Places and listening to it each week, and get your family members, get whoever you can that's brought here to actually save your life. So with that, we'd like to thank you so much for tuning in to Elevated Places as I greet you in the greetings of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum salam.
Where would I be without you?
Where would I be without you? Where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Ooh. Without you, babe. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do without you? Oh, babe. Without you, without you. Hey, without you, girl.